Hi, I'm Gilbert. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm the president of Every Nation Philippines. We're committed to plant churches, reach campuses, and bring the gospel to the nations. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
Hello, everyone. We all hope that you had a great Christmas celebration with your family. And as we end this year, this is going to be the final Sunday of 2020, and what a year it has been. We're having our series break right now as we prepare for next year. And we would like to invite everyone, okay, sa prayer and fasting po natin for 2021. Jan 11 up to the 15. Okay, please join us. We're going to be having prayer meetings also online. That's lunchtime and in the evening. We'll tell you more about it, but please do join us as we prepare for another year, a great year, 2021. Why don't we just read this word right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 5. On behalf of this man, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast except of my weaknesses. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth, but refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. So keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me. To keep me from becoming conceited, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you, God. Lord, if one thing that we've learned that we can always remember for this year is that your grace is sufficient. That despite the pandemic, despite the calamities, despite the hardships, despite the weaknesses that we all feel in our own flesh, we thank you, God, that your grace has been sufficient for this year, 2020. Lord, as we end this year, we would just want to thank you. You said, Lord, that we should be thankful in all circumstances, in all situations, that we should be joyful. And as we end this year, God, Lord, we say thank you that your grace is sufficient. It has been sufficient. It will be sufficient even for the future. We thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God. And we pray, God, as we look forward to 2021, that you would strengthen our faith, that we would remember, Lord God, that despite all the hardships that we encountered this year, you've been with us through it all. Lord, anoint the preaching of your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Alam niyo po, as you all know, we started this year with God's amazing grace. Maybe you've seen that video we've been posting in our Victory Ortigas website. If you haven't, please watch it. I remember preaching that word about God's amazing grace in the beginning of the year, not knowing what would happen this year. And what a year it has been. This is a year that we will never forget. Pag bedtime po ng mga anak ko, we would do our devotions and we would tell them, you know what? You're going to be telling your future children about this year 2020 that you've experienced. You know, it only comes maybe once in 100 years, a pandemic like this. But I do hope that when you tell your future children, you're going to tell them about God's goodness and God's faithfulness. So yung pinag-usapan namin ng mga anak ko, kasi memorable eh. Imagine, it's the year they say that we stayed home. It's the year where we wear masks all the time, face shields, a year where my kids couldn't go out and your kids too. A year where people have lost jobs, have lost loved ones, which is so painful. A year where people have lost businesses. A year where our security has been tested like never before. our security, our trust, our foundations have been shaken to the very core. That our faith has been tested like no other. But I believe as we end this year, we still can come before the Lord and say, God, thank you that we made it. If you're listening to this preaching right now, you've made it. You've survived this year. And we're looking forward to 2021. We're not canceling this year. But I believe the lessons that we've learned this year, sa pinaka mahirap natin na pinagdaanan, you know, God has been there all along. And this is going to be a testimony, not just for us, but for our children and our children's children, that we can proclaim God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy all throughout the generations that are going to come after us. Now, I want to point out this verse, okay, this passage of scripture, because it talks about Paul here talking about a thorn in the flesh. It's interesting. This man who wrote most or majority of the New Testament is talking about a weakness. In verse 7, it talks about to keep him from becoming conceited because of surpassing greatness of the revelations. A lot of things have been revealed to him, maybe mysteries, you know, that we know not of. The Lord has revealed it to Paul. And to keep him from being conceited, he said here, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. Now, ano kaya yung thorn na yun? You know, what could that thorn be? Some people are saying maybe it's a weakness that he's had, a temptation. Some are saying maybe because of his past guilt, because he persecuted the church. Or maybe also it might be his enemies. Okay, marami siyang mga enemies at that time, si Paul. Might be the persecutions he's been encountering. Okay, ano kaya yung thorn? There's been a lot of dispute and it was never really mentioned specifically what that thorn was. Okay, so it can be a weakness, it can be a sickness, it can be persecutions, it could be his enemies, it could be also his own frustration that Israel did not believe, or Israel's unbelief of the promises, unbelief of the coming Messiah. There could be many, okay? We don't know exactly, and Bible scholars have been debating about this for ages, and there's no specific, wala natin masabi na definite, ito po yung thorn. But whatever thorn that is, it's a weakness on his side. And we all can relate to that. We all have a weakness. Pero pag tinignan nyo to, wow, ito si Paul, super apostle. And you're talking about he's got a weakness? Wow. So, look at this. In verse 8, it says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. Sinasabi niya kay Lord, Lord, tanggalin mo na to. You know, this problem that I have, this thorn on my side. This temptation, maybe weakness or sickness, whatever it is, Lord, remove it. And how did the Lord respond to him? Very important. It says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Those powerful words from the Lord that he gave to Paul are the same powerful words we can receive right now. His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us. He said, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Sino ba dito may weakness? Lahat po tayo may weakness. Kung si Paul may weakness, super apostle, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, you know, I'm accepted. I don't have any weakness. You know, I have super faith. I tell you, this year, it's exposed things in people's lives. And it's so sad that even cracks in people's marriages have been revealed because of this pandemic. And when people stayed at home, they were forced to deal with their marriages. And I pray that your marriages will be stronger come 2021. That you would invest in developing that foundation, that Jesus should be the foundation of our marriages. Relationships have been strained because of this pandemic. So, this pandemic, it did not just bring out problems on the outside, you know, talking about the economy, you know, talking about the medical stress people encountered, the hospital beds, wala po, kulang po yung mga supplies, yung mga hospital beds, or yung mga frontliners, kulang po ng mga nurses. It not only exposed the external problems, but it also exposed the problems from the inside or internal struggles that people have been going through. Especially depression, fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of loss, grief. All these things have come out. And who among you can say that all the more we really need God's grace? I want to share three things about God's grace today. Number one is this, God's grace is sufficient. Hindi po kulang yon. The grace that He has supplied to us, the grace that He has given to us is sufficient. That means it's more than enough. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, Lord, I don't have enough grace because You already gave it to the Apostle Paul. Wala na natira sa atin. You know what? His grace is sufficient for you, for all of us. You know, whatever God has given to us, it's more than enough to cover, to compensate for what we're going through today. More than enough. So it is sufficient. It's not just sufficient. The second thing I want to share is that God's grace is available. When He's saying sufficient, He's also talking about right now. It's available today. We can't say, Lord, naubos na yung grace. Eh. Maybe you'd hear that saying, oh, I don't have the grace for this anymore. I don't have the grace for this anymore. God's grace never runs out. The Bible says His mercy is new every morning. So we cannot say and claim that I'm out of grace, Lord. I can't do this anymore. I give up. No, His grace is sufficient and available for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever battles you're facing, let me tell you this. We're going to face other battles this coming 2021. If you think that 2020, tapos na lahat yung mga battles natin, while we're here on earth, we're going to face trouble and battles all the time. Okay? But the good news is this. His grace is sufficient and available for us to overcome whatever battle we would face, whatever challenges we will face. You know, kung panoorin niyo yung video yun, nakakatuwa at nakakalungkot at the same time. What we went through, just watch that video, okay? We're going to post you a link. That we began this year with a lot of expectation. We began this year with, you know, high hopes. What's going to happen this year? You know, and then suddenly the lockdown happened. Suddenly we were in our homes and we learned how to worship the Lord together in our homes. And also, we've seen the people of God rise up. Those Christian frontliners, We're just so thankful for all of you. A shout out again to all our frontliners, those who are in the medical field. Hindi lang po yung medical field, you know, I'd consider also, I want to thank also our teachers. Yung mga teacher natin po who are teaching online, it's not that easy to teach online. And we just want to say we salute you for your dedication, for your love for our students. We are grateful, okay, for your investment in their lives. Maraming salamat, mga teacher. Lahat ng mga teachers po, whether you're attending Victory or not, God bless you. Now, going back, God's grace is not just sufficient, but it's also available for us. And look at this. In verse 9, He said, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Think about that for a moment. My power, talking about God's power, is made perfect in weakness. Okay? Now, when we hear the grace of God, we usually would think about forgiveness. Usually we think about mercy, unmerited favor. But the third point I want to share is this. God's grace is powerful. You see, His power is made perfect in our weakness. When God supplies His grace, that's also a supply of God's power in our lives. In other words, He gives us the strength to overcome problems, calamities, persecutions, weaknesses, ano man yung thorn sa side nyo. Okay? Sana naman hindi yung asawa nyo. Okay? So what is the thorn on your side? And say, Lord, this is the thorn in my side. And it's easy for us to say, Lord, please remove it. Paul prayed 3 times. Maybe for us, we prayed more. But God answered his prayer. He said, my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in your weakness. So the third thing I want to share is this. It's God's grace is powerful. It's powerful. But we need to take on that power. The reason why sometimes we're tired is we're trying to move on our own strength. We're trying to do it on our own. But what we need to do is say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. And sometimes we would hear this statement. Remember, we'd hear this statement, God will not give us something that we cannot bear. The temptations we cannot bear, that is true. He will not give us anything that we cannot bear. He will always provide a way out, the Bible says, for any temptation. He will provide a way out, an escape. And that's why we can be confident. Come this 2021, we'll say, Lord, kung yung weakness ko nandiyan pa, yung grace mo nandiyan pa rin. Lord, kung weakness ko, may problema ko, Lord God, nandiyan. Lord, your power is made perfect. I like that word, perfect. Okay? So those 3 very important things. His grace is sufficient. His grace is available. His grace is powerful. Okay? Look at this. Therefore, I will boast in verse 9, all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So, what is Paul saying here? He's saying, I'm going to boast all the more about my weaknesses because it will indicate that it's the power of Christ inside of me that will help me overcome it. In other words, all these things that are happening, God is just preparing a testimony for each and every one of us. Yung 2020, it's going to be a testimony of faith. Ano pa yung pinagdaanan nyo? Ano pa yung mga victories nyo? You know, this Christmas season, what I did with my kids is to write down. I told them to write down what you're grateful for. And really, during this time of pandemic, we can list down so many things we can be grateful for. I'm grateful for the relationship, first and foremost, of my relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, that He said to me, He will never leave me nor forsake me. And the same thing for you, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's one thing that we can celebrate. That's one thing that we can thank God for. Second, we can thank God for our families. Through thick and thin, through problems and calamities, our family's always been there. So thank God for our family. And not only that, thank God for our church. Who among you, you're glad to be part of this church? Thank you, everyone. For those who've been online, serving the Lord, worshiping the Lord with us, thank God that we can worship together, okay, in our churches, on-site services, okay? We'll even have more this coming January. So we're thankful for that. So many things that we can be thankful for. See, instead of our focus being on the problem, being on the calamity, being on our weakness, let's focus on the grace of God. Let's focus on His power. Let's focus on His goodness. Let's focus on His faithfulness. Question, what are you focusing on today? 2020 has been a tough year, but we began with God's amazing grace. We're going to end this year with God's amazing grace as well. Paul, look at this. As I come to a close here, he said this. Verse 10, for the sake of Christ then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's a powerful word there that we can overlook sometimes. He said, I am content. Wow. How can you be content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities? How can you say you're content? Why? Because he knows that the grace of God is with him. Pag sinabi niyang content, tanggap na po niya yun. He has accepted the fact that while we're here on earth, we're gonna face all this. Weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. We have to accept that as a fact of life. But here's another fact of life, which is so important. And it's not just a fact. It's based on the Word of God. He said, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." So when you find yourself weak, consider yourself strong because the grace of God is upon you. Because what you're saying, Lord, it's not about me anymore. It's not about what I can do. It's not about the faith I can muster to go through this pandemic. But it's through your faithfulness and grace. So if there's one main point I can leave with you, it's quite long. It's this. God's grace is sufficient, available, and powerful to help us overcome our weaknesses, our hardships, calamities, and persecutions. Like what I said earlier, we started this year talking about God's amazing grace. We're going to end this year by talking about and by proclaiming God's amazing grace. His grace is sufficient, available, and powerful for each and every one of you, for you and for your family. And even as we look forward to 2021, once again, let's look forward with faith, believing that greater things are in store. And I do hope at the end of this year, I hope that we're closer to the Lord like never before. If we were closer to the Lord, I mean, we've gotten to know Him even more the year 2019. How much more in the year 2020? We look forward to 2021 as we dedicate our lives to Him once again, as we dedicate our families, as we dedicate our dreams to Him. Let's end this year with faith. Let's end this year with God's amazing grace. Why? Because it's sufficient. It's available. It's powerful for all of us. Amen? Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for this year 2020, that despite all the suffering, hardships, Lord, thank You that You've always been there with us, that Your grace is sufficient. Your grace has been made available. Your grace has given us the power. We're still standing here, Lord God, and it's all because of You. And we look forward, Lord, to 2021. We look forward to encounter once again Your goodness, Your mercy, Your love. We are excited, Lord, to advance Your kingdom in 2021. Lord, thank You that even right now, we can experience Your love. We thank You. You said, Lord, to be thankful at all times. And we thank You for the year 2020 as we look forward to 2021. Lord, we honor You. We give You all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a Victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us, discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.